Current law defines synthetic drugs based on a substance's chemical makeup. State Senator Jim Merritt's bill would significantly expand that definition to include a substance a reasonable person would believe is a synthetic drug or a substance that is intended to cause or stimulate intoxication. Merritt says the bill would also expand the definition of intoxication to include impairment by any substance, excluding food, tobacco, or a dietary supplement.
Right now, without this law, These synthetic drugs have kind of a bubble around them. It's almost like a shield. It's almost like what they call the corporate veil. It's not pierceable. And what we need to do is pierce the bubble, pierce the veil that is surrounding these.
Bloomington Police Captain Joseph Qualters was not available for an on-tape interview, but said in an email, quote, "Law enforcement should be in favor of any legislation that would prohibit synthetics and make it easier to take action more quickly." Qualters says since the ban was passed last year, his department has seen manufacturers slightly changing product ingredients so they cannot be charged. But Indiana University Maurer School of Law Professor Craig Bradley says the language in the bill should be more specific.
I was concerned that it didn't specify non-prescription because all drugs are synthetic. And so all prescription drugs would fall under this statute.
At the same time, Bradley says he thinks it's unlikely a judge would uphold the conviction of someone who was prosecuted for having prescription drugs. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Gretchen Frazee.